Okay, so looking at that model that you just described for heart failure, where does hypertension fit in?
Well, hypertension is one of a number of, unfortunately, very common variables that put additional stress on the heart. We think of hypertension as putting increased afterload on the heart. So it has to provide excessive external work simply to pump blood against a higher resistance peripheral arterial system.
Why do they call it afterload, incidentally?
Well, it goes back to, again, to that basic med school physiology. When you think of the work, if you will, of the left ventricle, the work is dependent on preload and afterload. The preload refers to the pressure in the heart at the end of diastole when it's full. So it needs a certain amount of preload to be able to pump adequately. It then pumps against afterload.
I see.
And the less afterload, the easier it is to pump. That's an easier to grapple with concept, I think, the idea that it's just pumping against pressure, and the less pressure, the more you can pump forward. The idea of afterload reduction was one of the first concepts that got people to using things like ACE inhibitors and hydralazine and things that essentially simply lowered blood pressure by being vasodilators to ameliorate heart failure just by making the weakened heart muscle able to pump forward in a better way.
That makes sense.